Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and PT pearls to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in.
So some of you might not know this about me, but especially when I was in college, some of my movement patterns were just awful. And especially since I've been with Jen the past 2 years or so, I've really improved those. But one thing that has really been able to help drive things in my body and drive my hinge pattern, as well as defining that and separating that from how I squat, is the Koba board. It is just this amazing tool that as soon as I step up on it, it drives my body slightly in a just a little bit different position that helps me hinge back, get into my hips without thinking about it as much. Because I know when I think too much during an exercise, that doesn't help me. So just stepping up on this thing, grabbing the band and hinging and deadlifting feels so much better. And I know since I've started to use this thing, my hinge and my deadlift has continued to improve. The other thing I love about this board, it has these resistance bands where you can literally build up hundreds of pounds of resistance. And I will wake up the next day after using this and my glutes will be sore, my hamstrings will be sore. And I'm a person who can deadlift, you know, up to 300-400 pounds. So if you think that this thing isn't going to be able to give you enough resistance, you're wrong. But the best thing is we have a code for you. So if this sounds interesting to you, head to the link that we have in the show notes. Use code OPTIMAL. You can get 10% off your Koba board. It's lightweight. It stows away anywhere. And you can get an awesome workout. Get those glutes popping. Use code OPTIMAL and grab yourself one.
All right. I'm so excited for this next podcast. We have one of our really good friends and someone who's just going to be so open and so vulnerable about her journey, which is what we love because, you know, we all get to learn from each other and she's really going to drop so much knowledge as she does this. So Shiva Rahani, she is a boxing gym owner and a brain health coach, but she really takes the time today to open up about her 17 years on Adderall and how her life has changed for the better ever since she discovered that she didn't have to take medication in order to manage her anxiety and ADHD. Now, if you've been diagnosed or you know someone diagnosed with anxiety and ADHD from a young age and having to go on medication, this is just going to be such an interesting podcast to understand what is possible on the other side of medication. This is not, we're not diagnosing anyone. We're not telling anyone what to do. Shiva is not a doctor. This is just based on her own experience. And I think when we get to hear someone else's experience and discover what is possible in the world, that's just how we all begin to learn more together. So Shiva is really going to walk us through her journey on Adderall and the reasons she decided to go the natural route and how she has found success medication-free. Thank you, Shiva, for being here with us today. We just love you, first of all. And are just,
I love you guys.
We're so grateful that you're here because you diving into your story and your vulnerability shows so much strength. And I'm excited for what people will learn through your experience. So thank you for being here.
No, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this subject. You know, a big part of my healing journey was speaking about it. And why I started my platform in the first place was to discuss it and get it off of my chest and feel like I'm not alone in the journey, right?
Mm, yep. I think a lot of people are attracted to that because it does show so much strength and like, I'm not alone.
Absolutely.
And I think anytime you start a conversation, right before we got on, I told you, I'm like, I think this is the first thing that you and I ever talked about. And I think it might play even a little bit into what you just said. Like, part of healing is sharing. And part of that healing is sharing your story with others who might resonate with it, who might be able to, like you said, relate to your story, who might be able to learn from you or might be able to have more resources for you. So can you start there and just talk a little bit about your own story of getting on medications, what that process was like, specifically what you were dealing with?
Absolutely. I'd also love to talk on that point of connection, right? And how connection was so healing. So, you know, for me, the journey of getting on medication was not a normal one, I would say. My parents were actually very against medication. They're very holistic. But it got to a place where, you know, I was having hormone issues, actually. It started with PMDD and, you know, having unbelievably bad hormones. And so when they decided to get me on Adderall was when, you know, the hormone issues were too much and the teachers were saying that I was having behavioral issues and it was kind of a last resort. But when I started to improve in grades and had some behavioral issues subside, that is when, you know, we thought it was working. I continued to ultimately go through the process of figuring out what dose was right for me. That was a really scary process. I really had a lot of anxiety and was having panic attacks. And so, you know, as I was definitely improving in grades and, you know, some behavioral issues, other things started to pop up for me. And so throughout, I guess that was around 12 years old, 13 years old, I stayed on Adderall throughout high school. I definitely felt like I had developed depression and anxiety as well through the process of getting on medication. And I also dealt with really bad anger outbursts. And so I've tried multiple times to get off the medication because I felt like it wasn't best for me. But I kept holding on because of what it did for my grades and how I felt when I was getting off or attempting to get off the medication. I also had many doctors who stated that I needed it for the rest of my life. So I trusted in the people that I worked with daily and the people I looked up to that stated that that's what I needed, right? Mm-hmm. So I basically stayed on Adderall throughout college as well. Again, the behavioral issues continued. I also dealt with a lot of different weight gain issues, right? So I would lose weight and then I would gain it. I would lose it and then I would gain it. Again, really kept going back to the signs that my hormones were off balance. And then after college, ultimately, I got to a place where I was very unhappy and I knew something had to change and I had tried everything else. And so I really tried to finally push forward and get off the medication. And at that point after college, I was off of it for 9 months, but didn't have the proper guidance back then. So ultimately by the time I had, you know, started a career and then started to own my own business, I still felt like there was something missing in my life. I felt like I wasn't myself. I felt like there was something that needed to change. And so after I had two boxing studios, after I was in that for about 4 or 5 years, I decided to pick up and move all the way to California and start from scratch, get off all my meds. And here we are 4 years later, off Adderall completely.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Siva, that is such a journey that I know we're going to unpack more. But I do want to go back. What is PMDD?
Yeah, so PMDD is basically a really, really bad form of PMS. You know, ultimately, the week before my period, I'm dealing with a lot of emotional issues. I'm dealing with a lot of behavioral issues, and just basically saying that I have really bad PMS. So, which also turned into really bad periods in general. So their fix was to get me on something that would maybe regulate that. And it just didn't add up, I guess.
And, they put you on Adderall for that?
Yes. So they put me on Adderall for, they're saying that that is a big cause of ADHD as well. So they're basically saying I had ADHD from, it started out with a hormone issue, right? And then it turned into ADHD as well. And they stated that that was the best option for me was Adderall.
At 12?
Yep. I was 12 years old when I started taking it.
Wow.
You know, it's, again, you say this yourself. You're admittedly not a doctor. You have your own experience and you can speak to that very, very well. I really have always had an issue with these types of drugs. And again, I'm not a pharmacist. I'm not an MD. But the way that these things systemically and historically have been prescribed without us knowing, and for doctors to tell you you're going to need to use this for the rest of your life when the drug isn't even old enough to know what it does to somebody across their lifespan, it's tough for me to add up how this method has made sense so long and how so many people have fallen into this when, like you said, your foundational issue, they said, was your hormones. So rather than trying to address that or do anything to get your body to work differently, they plug you on this thing and tell you you're going to need to be on it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, they were treating the symptom. They were not treating the cause of that symptom. And so, you know, the last 4 years, I've really dove into the causes of those symptoms. And it's not that those symptoms aren't real, right? Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like I have ADHD. I definitely feel like, you know, anxiety is a big player too. You know, there's a lot of overlap there too that's really confusing is, you know, is it anxiety that's causing the ADHD? And so really all of those things are stemming from something. And so it's been such a beautiful experience for me because before when I was on Adderall, I felt like I didn't fit in. I didn't feel like I was myself. I felt like I wasn't being authentic to who I was oftentimes. And I didn't realize it wasn't me that was that way. It was what I was actually taking was causing me to have different personality traits, lots of issues in areas that I didn't really understand. And I didn't know how to fix until I got off the drug. I also felt like it suppressed my feelings to the point where the first year after I got off of it, I had a lot of emotional revelations and a lot of, you know, crying over things and not understanding why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And it was because for the longest time, this drug cut my feelings off completely. I didn't realize that the drug was actually causing the anger outbursts and that it wasn't me. So it was almost an out-of-body experience sometimes where I felt like I would just get so frustrated. It's because my brain was moving way quicker than a normal human being's brain is moving, correct? So like it just, there was just a lot of things that I didn't have empathy as much. I didn't have an understanding as much because I was moving so much quicker than everyone else. Which also caused, you know, issues with relationships and my ability to connect with people and, you know, my romantic life, my family life. There was a lot of issues there because I had a tendency when I was on that drug to say, oh, I'm done with you. You're driving me nuts. You're not on my level. Get out of my way. Right. And so it was really interesting to me after, you know, for the past almost 4 years, I've really started to find myself. Another thing that was really interesting to me was that I didn't ever enjoy just being in a moment, right? It was needing to go, 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 instead of being like, wow, the clouds are beautiful, or wow, this is, you know, it's so amazing to be in this moment, right? I had to be doing. My body was just so ramped up and adrenals were shot. And, you know, I wasn't taking care of myself in many aspects because of it.
And did you notice that when you were on Adderall as well, or was it mainly like brought to your attention when you started getting off?
It was when I got off of it. It was so, I almost felt embarrassed by my actions on the drug. I also had such a next level of anxiety, like, you know, this unbelievable amount of anxiety that I just didn't realize was coming from the drug. And I think that's what caused a lot of it, right? Mm-hmm. And when I was able to be level-headed and calmer, it was almost like I was able to react properly in certain aspects.
So you had said that, you know, you started this career, couple boxing gyms, and then decided to pick up, leave, come out to California and get off the medications.
How'd that go? How, did you find somebody who helped you through it? Was there a process that somebody helped kind of lead you through? What was it that helped you finally make that step?
Yeah, so I talked to so many doctors. I spent probably about $10,000 to $15,000 trying to understand what was going on with me.
Wow.
And it was at a time where I didn't have the guidance and there weren't a lot of people out there talking about getting off of this specific drug. And so I thought that I was going crazy and that this was not what I was supposed to feel. And so throughout the different doctors that I spoke with, I got a lot of great guidance. It's not that I didn't, it's that every person's body is different, right? And so when you're going to a doctor and they're telling you to try certain things, there's just a lot of trial and error. And so I think through the trial and error process with certain doctors, we didn't fully get it right. And it would just be continuing to add on to that next trial and error process. And so it was just really tough in the first 6 months until I actually met someone who had gone through the process themselves. And so it was so much easier to understand the reasons why I was feeling the way I was through that person. And it is what inspired me to continue to speak on it and talk about it. And I learned that a lot of it was really working on my mindset and really working on changing those aspects, because you get into a panic state, you get into a, this doesn't feel right and this is off. And so that's really what I focused a lot on. I also really focused on, you know, improving adrenals, a lot of rest. I really focused on ingredients. So I came from a fitness background, right? And so I used to work out very intensely on a daily basis. And what I learned is that my body needed to rest, right? Mm-hmm. And so as I continue through this process, I did walks, I did yoga, I did very minimal impact because my body was trying to heal. And so really understanding that too was tough in the beginning, because when you're someone who goes, and then all of a sudden you have to rest, it's again, really tough for someone to grasp. Ingredients being put in my body, that was a game changer for me. Really understanding gluten, dairy, sugar, all of those things were going to have a lot of different effects on my body than it would someone who was strong and healthy. So I had to eliminate a lot of that. And that was really a game changer for my healing process as well. And then supplementation was amazing. Really working on the neurotransmitters and making sure that I am able to have less fatigue and feel better. And there were certain supplements that were really great for me as well.
That's so important, because I feel like what I've heard from one of my friends who was recommended in her 30s to go on Adderall was the neurotransmitter process. And this is why it's important that you go on this drug. And this is what it's going to do to help you. And because, again, we hear this MD tell us this is why we need it and this is how it's going to help, you know, those synapses within the brain be able to connect. And so you can actually think and you can process and you can have a regular life. It's scary to then say, well, what happens when I get off? And what are some of those supplements? Again, you're not recommending these. We know that, you know, people need to do their own research and see their own doctors. But what are the ones that you really found that you felt empowered by that really helped you?
Yeah, so it's so interesting how the different phases in the process need different types of supplements. And so, yeah, it really just depends on the person and where they're at in the process. But the ones that really were beneficial for me, L-tryptophan, L-tyrosine, during the time that I was just getting off of it, you're dealing with the unfortunate, you know, crying spells and a next level anxiety and kind of almost like flu-like symptoms. You're going through an actual like withdrawal process. That really helped me stay even keel and feel really good. And then the other things that I really enjoyed were rhodiola, lion's mane, which was amazing. A small amount of clean caffeine. I don't recommend multiple cups throughout your day, but a good, you know, 40 to 50 milligrams was really helpful for me, making sure that it was a non-toxic brand as well. Was very helpful. Ashwagandha was really helpful to help with the adrenal process. And then continuing to just focus on balancing my hormones with certain supplements as well, which are just herbs ultimately, right? So those are the ones that really stood out to me the most.
And I think that it's important for people to understand. One thing I really liked that you mentioned was the rest aspect and needing to let your body recover. Because especially any time we're taking medication, regardless of whether it's Adderall or something different, our body needs to metabolize that and it needs to process it in a certain way. And then it kind of adds to our reservoir of hormones or whatever that, you know, medication is targeting. So when we suddenly take that out, the change that that causes internally in us is huge. And I think that that points towards why you said, you know, it's important to not just continue to try stopping cold turkey or something like that, because things will come up afterwards.
Yeah, it's okay to slow down. That's my big message for me is it's okay to slow down. And no, you might never feel that level of speed ever again, ever. And you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
You're just not. And that's where the addiction comes in, right? That's where I for a really long time, I had a hard time saying I was addicted to this drug, because a doctor prescribed it to me. How can I say that I was addicted to it, right? Mm. And my body needed it, quote unquote, right? I knew I was addicted when I was still feeling fine. And I would call my mom bawling my eyes out and be like, but I need this to do this. And my mom would be like, no, you don't. Mm. And I would repetitively say in my head, but if I had Adderall, I could do this. But if I had Adderall, I could do this. And I said that for, I would say, a solid year. I'm coming up on, this is my fourth year. I would say I haven't thought about I need Adderall or if I had Adderall in over a year, over 2 years.
Wow.
And when that switch flipped for me, I knew I had really recovered from this. And whenever I feel sick, or whenever I feel fatigued, or whenever I have brain fog, my knowledge and understanding goes to, okay, what did I eat today? What's going on with my cycle, right? You know, what's my environment look like? What are my stress levels? You know, it's like, that's where my brain goes to. And then I quickly adjust based on the answers to those questions.
That's amazing. That's huge.
That's powerful in itself, right? Mm-hmm. And something that I really work with people on when they come to me is your mindset and where your brain goes. It takes time to change that thought process. It's not overnight. It's not easy.
Lots of grace and compassion for that journey of what it's going to take. And I think anyone coming off any medication, were there other medications that you were on, anything else other than Adderall?
Yeah, great question. I was on an antidepressant, anti-anxiety majority of my journey. I would say tried up to 10 different ones and none of them worked. I was struggling so badly in my first few months. And let me clarify, my journey was very different. One, I was on it for 17 years. Two, I was moving to a brand new city at the same time, which I think was probably, you know, adding to it. But it was so bad for me in the beginning that I did actually, once I got off the Adderall, got on another medication to stable myself out. And I'm not against that. And I think a short-term solution versus a long-term solution makes sense. If you can't get out of your house and you're stuck on the couch with unbelievable anxiety, something needs to get you out of that place. And so in the beginning, I had to jump on an anti-anxiety, but the funny part about it is none of them would work. It would work for a week for me and then it would stop. It would work for a week and it would stop. And I truly believe that that was God being like, no, I'm sorry, you're not getting on any more medications. Mm. I finally found supplements that worked. And so, you know, another big thing with Adderall and medication just in general is, do the side effects make you also have to get on two or three other medications? I was on birth control. I was on Adderall. I was on anti-anxiety, antidepressant. And, you know, it's like the fix was always, oh, well, if you're having this symptom, let's add this. And the concoction was just, by the end of the day, it's like, who am I? And is this working? And is this effective? And does it make sense? And so, yeah, that was another thing, is that the side effects, as the 17 years that I was on it kept going, the side effects got worse. And so, you know, I just got to a point where I was like, enough is enough. This is not adding up. It's not working.
Yeah. I think that in our society today, especially in, you know, American medicine, polypharmacy is a real thing. Polypharmacy is not something that we've studied when it comes to a lot of medication-medication interactions. It's something that we're so willing to just do in any population with many different medications. And this is where I always encourage people, like, when you hear those commercials that are listing off all of the side effects, and they all kind of make us laugh, there's always a million of them, take those seriously. And if you start taking that medication and start feeling any degree of any of those things, don't start questioning why you're feeling that, right? I feel like people are always like, why am I feeling this now? It's because we don't take the side effects seriously, and we don't actually take time to ask those questions to our doctor, like, what could I start feeling here? If I start feeling these side effects, what would the plan be after that? So that you know up front, oh, we could, once you had those side effects, either do another medication or try titrating out of it. And just knowing all those things up front is so valuable.
Yeah, my frustration there is, and this is not just coming from my doctors that I talk to, but my platform, people reach out to me all the time. And the most frustrating thing I hear is, oh, my doctor said there's not side effects and that those side effects aren't real. and or... oh, it's only going to last a week. Your side effects are going to last a week and you're going to be fine. And it's almost like they get to a place where they're making the patient feel like they're crazy for feeling these things for maybe months after getting off of a medication or keeping on the medication, right? And so, you know, I remember when I was going through the process of getting off of it, it was, oh yeah, your withdrawal process will maybe last a week and it's not that bad. And I'm like, can you at least prepare people for what they're about to, you know, endure or go through or understand it a little bit better? Because when we understand what we're going through and or what we're putting in our bodies, we're able to react to that differently, right? And are able to understand that better and therefore probably handle it better and feel better, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, medicine should really be about education and empowerment.
Like, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And I don't think that's done enough. And it's like I saw that very early on, just from an eye doctor who didn't educate me versus another one who told me everything that was going on and why this would be beneficial and like all that stuff. And like I started crying in his office, because being able to be empowered with the education and the knowledge is really what's going to help people, not just telling them what to do or looking for a quick solution.
And understanding and having some understanding for what they're going through and or feeling.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. That's everything.
I can't even express the days I would be bawling my eyes out and I'm like, I can't do this. I would message this person who had gone through the same exact thing. And she'd be like, the way you feel right now is completely normal.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay. And just hearing that in itself changed my whole entire day. And the whole entire healing process.
Were you on all those medications at once when you decided to get off? Or how was that? Like, did you stop cold turkey with everything? Because you said you were on Adderall, antidepressant, anti-anxiety, all at the same time?
Yeah. So no, the anti-anxiety, antidepressant, I was on and off throughout the 17 years. Like, I would maybe go through a hard time, which is another story and, you know, question itself. But like, I would go to the doctor, I'd maybe gone through a breakup and I'm like, I'm depressed. And, you know, they would put me on an anti-anxiety. And after like maybe 8 or 9 months, I felt like I didn't need it anymore. And it would make me real like zombie-like. So I got off of it. So that happened a lot, right? Throughout the journey. When I was getting off the Adderall, the birth control I had been off of for 3 months. Three years. I apologize. And then the anti-anxiety and depressant I had been off for probably about 4 or 5 years. So when I was getting off the Adderall, it was just the Adderall. I think it would have been way too much to do all three at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, birth control and anti-anxiety, antidepressant happened a while before that.
So I know that you said that you see some clients and whatnot and have clients of your own. So say someone comes in and when you're doing the initial intake with them, do you have any like initial drills or exercises that you'll have them go home and do to help kind of dig into some of these things for themselves and do some discovery for themselves?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to clarify, the people that I work with are people who are officially off the medication. They've worked with their doctor to taper off of it, not cold turkey. And they are people who the medication was not working for them. They're unhappy. They're unsatisfied. They know their why, and they're ready to take the journey of getting off of this. And it's a lifestyle change at that. And so a lot of what I do with my clients is I do a full history. I work with a naturopathic doctor that I can definitely refer over to if I feel that they need labs. If we really need to go extensively there, which, you know, some people do and some people don't. But what we do and what I do is support them with nutrition, with helping them understand, you know, what type of exercises or trial and error of, hey, this is what happened today. This is how I'm feeling, right? Where should I go next, right? Supplementation. And then, yeah, like exercise plan for the first few months. And as we've stated, the most important thing is the mindset. And so I actually have gone through Dr. Amon's course and really love a lot of what he does. And so I've gone through his course and a lot of what they do, one is called ant therapy and a few different drills and techniques to really eliminate the wording that is repetitively being said in your brain, right? Changing that around and making sure that you are constantly, consistently changing that language so that you do feel better. Because oftentimes, if they work on that specific one thing, mindset and changing the negative thoughts and the negative wording that is associated with Adderall, they are oftentimes physically feeling a lot better as well. And so there are definitely drills that we work on based on the person and based on what they're experiencing. And more than anything, I provide support. I'm actually looking to just do a Facebook group soon where people going through the same thing can kind of chat with each other and have that support through the process. Because if it's not there on a support level, it gets to be really tough. So that's what it is for me and feeling like they can text me or call me when needed throughout the process.
That is so huge. I mean, community support, having people understand and hold space for the journey. I think it can all be so scary. And to think of releasing this thing that you've had in your life for so long is scary. And so having that support is huge. I want to know, too, are there current symptoms that you're kind of dealing with that you still work on yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going through kind of a mold detox right now. I was in an apartment with mold, but I don't know if that's based on the ADHD or not. But the things that I continue to work on are learning new things on a day-to-day basis, right? As in attention and focus was always an issue for me, right? ADHD, anxiety were always issues for me. Those are something that I'm always going to be working on. And it's really all about new habit forming, making sure I'm sticking with the proper diet, the proper exercise. You know, brain fog comes and goes sometimes. You know, anxiety comes and goes sometimes. But I think the biggest message here is that it's not Adderall that fixed all of those things. It's that those are normal things that people with these issues are going to deal with. It's how it's dealt with. It's how we react to them, and having the proper tools to work on those areas, right? And so I think it's always a work in progress. I think every year since I've been off of Adderall, I feel more aligned and more, I guess, myself without those symptoms, because I am growing and learning in the specific tasks and or areas that I struggled with, right? In the beginning, it was, I don't have a pill to wake me up and get me going in the morning, right? Like, what a simple task, but it was something for 17 years that I popped a pill and it was like, let's go, you know? And I didn't have that anymore. So it's little things that, you know, for example, if I'm on the computer and I get distracted by something while I'm doing something I don't really enjoy, it is setting a timer and saying, okay, I'm going to get this done within this amount of time, right? So there's certain tactics and things that I do to kind of get me going in times of struggle, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, with those different tactics and different behaviors, it's going to be very individual with the person based on the different symptoms or the things that come up, maybe those systems or the physiology in the body that was being compensated for with whatever drug it may be. So these things are going to present so differently. And like you said, just having somebody who can kind of be that sounding board, have a little space to you and help you stay in that mindset battle, it can help you overcome a lot of the other challenges. And one of the reasons I really appreciate we're diving into this is because we've talked a little bit about birth control and contraceptives in females, but I think this story you're talking about is really similar with a lot of different people who have physiologic addictions to anything, right? And when we start trying to get off of that thing that which we're, our physiology is used to being there, we might notice some of these things coming up. And I think that even if it's not Adderall, there's probably a lot of people listening in that are resonating like, hey, I feel the same way about this.
100%. You know, I dealt with the same thing getting off birth control. I dealt with the same thing getting off the anxiety meds. I don't know why Adderall was so much worse or harder to get through the process of the physiological things in my body that were changing. Again, that's why I think the mindset was so crucial there, because Adderall speeds you up. It makes you have endless amounts of energy and all of those things. And so you have to understand what you're actually supposed to feel like on a regular basis off of that drug. So yeah, the understanding of that process is so vital.
And do you know any of the studies of which show what Adderall is doing or why it might be detrimental to be on for so long?
You know, that's an area that's a little frustrating for me because there's not a lot of studies out. Mm. The biggest thing that I've seen, obviously, is what it does to the heart. But, you know, it's the reason why they're now making it, you know, EKGs every 6 months to a year, you know, all of that. So that could be super detrimental, but there aren't a lot of studies out there of what it does long term. There's not a lot being done on that, and I wish there was.
Yeah. I mean, but ultimately, you might not feel like yourself or know what that even could feel like if you're addicted to something that...
And Shiva, the fact that we don't have those studies, but we do have people that are on these medications 20 to 30 years, but we don't have studies at all to show what that might be doing to the body. To me, in the field of medicine, that is breaking an oath that we take.
Insanity.
The do no harm oath. And I do not feel comfortable doing things on people that there's no evidence out there as to what it does long term.
It doesn't make sense.
Not at all.
It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And I keep going back to something feels off. This doesn't make sense. I should not be feeling this way. And in general, what am I putting in my body? Mm-hmm. I think that's my next message is understand and know what you're putting in your body. There are a lot of amazing doctors out there. There are. But there are a lot of doctors out there that are taught a certain method. And therefore, they put that method out there without really not understanding a lot about that specific drug that they're giving to the person in front of them. And so try the natural alternative before you try the medication. Look into the natural alternative before you try the medication. See if those work for you before you get into a place where you're like, I've been on this drug for this many years and I don't even know what I'm going to feel if I get off of it, or can I even handle getting off of it? That's a lot of what stops people from getting off of medication, is because they're not ready to go through a week of 2 weeks of not feeling well. And so they just keep going with it and don't even know if it's actually working or not, or if it's beneficial for them or not.
Well, and that's the thing. It's just like, well, this is what I've been told. I don't hear that there's anything negative about being on it. So why would I get off?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we trust our doctors.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at, is we trust our doctors, and we should trust our doctors. That is how it should be. But you're in charge of your own body, and it's your, you know, you're in charge of really researching and understanding what you're putting in your body. And look at both sides of it.
And do you have like a little message for people for encouragement to get off, or is that their own journey on their own time?
I will say that it is your own journey, and that you should know your why, and you should really want it if you're going to get off of the drug. I will say, for me, it has been such a game changer for every aspect of my life. I have a career that really works for me. And, you know, a lot of people with ADHD might be in a job that might have been great, you know, for someone who has the speed that they have. But it, you know, really looking at what people with ADHD are great at and finding a job that aligns with you the best. I found that, you know, for me, dating, my personal life, my ability to be vulnerable, my ability to connect on a deeper level is here now after getting off of Adderall. I'm in a relationship with a guy who, for the first time in my life, it's a healthy relationship. My relationship with my family has never been better. I used to drink all the time because my anxiety levels were so high, and now I never do. You know, I overall feel more aligned with who I am, and have figured out the pieces of my life that were missing for so many years and why they were missing through this journey of real growth and focusing on that. And it's such a powerful tool, growth and focusing on you and what aligns with you best, because let me tell you, we have one life to live. And if you're unhappy with your current circumstances, do something about it. Your health matters, and it affects every aspect of your life.
It's so powerful and such a great place to start wrapping up. And just that empowerment that people can bring themselves by finding how their body feels when they make those decisions is really going to do that. Where can people find a little more about you? Where can they find more about what you're doing in this world?
Yeah, so please reach out to me via Instagram at ShevaFit, S-H-E-E-V as in Victor, A-F-I-T. Would love to hear from you. And my email is attached to that account as well. You can email me too. Would love to chat with you.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being open, for being a source for people and allowing people to see what's possible. Because that's ultimately what you're doing. What your message is showing the other side and showing just what's possible. And we have met your amazing man and we love him.
Mm-hmm. A Titanic dim on a railing. It was really, really romantic.
Yes, you did. Well, he moves here in 2 days.
Actually, so. I was Mary Jane, so.
Oh my God.
Love it.
Thank you, Sheva. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
And there we have it, yet another amazing guest on the Optimal Body Podcast. So now what we ask of you, if you loved any bit of that or resonated with it, go share it out, share it with a friend, share it on your social media, because you know there are more people out there that would resonate with it just the same. Also, subscribe, rate, review on your favorite podcast app so we know what you want to learn or other guests that you think we should bring on for you in the future. Keep tuning in to find your optimal body.